Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Wait a minute. Old Fussy Bussy didn't even get one vote? Ryan Bussey, the gun control activist who was paid $150 an hour by the state of California to testify in support of their gun ban, didn't even get one vote. I know we got Democrats listening. Are they not even voting for Ryan Bussey? All right, Aaron Flint here. Great to be with you here on this Freedom Friday. Happy Freedom Friday to all our listeners across the state. Hey, if you're listening to KJJR, you've heard about it. So this is a really cool deal that they are doing, that we are going to be doing with them here over the next few days, over the next week or so. So we were at Northwest Parts and Equipment for a live show in Columbia Falls. What was that? A couple weeks ago now. And I'm BSing with Eric Maldonado and Matt Desch. And they were saying, you know, we should do a poll. We should do a poll for our listeners in the middle of your show. And, you know, we'll promote it on KJJR, and you can talk about it on Montana Talks as well. So they've got a text line at KJJR, a phone number that you can send a text message to. And they said, hey, let's do a poll. Well, day one poll is out. So we started with a governor's race poll. So, and they were promoting it over the past 24 hours here. Who are you supporting, Gianforte or Bussey for governor? And then all you had to do was text a certain number, and the results are now in. Governor Greg Gianforte got all of the votes, not even one for old Fussy Bussy there. So there you go. That's day one. But yeah, KJJR is partnering with Northwest Parts and Equipment for a series of polls on the 2024 elections here in Montana. This is the poll that they're going to start taking right now. So starting right now, and I think we'll have the results for you coming up on Monday morning. But if you want to weigh in on the Western Congressional District race for the U.S. House of Representatives, Ryan Zinke versus Monica Trenell, Ryan Zinke the Republican, Monica Trenell the Democrat, you can take part in this KJJR Northwest Parts and Equipment poll. Here's the phone number to text, 406-755-8700. If you want to vote for Zinke, just text that name, Zinke, to that number. If you want to vote for Trenell, just text that name, Trenell, to that number. Again, that text number, 755-8700. Text the name Zinke or text the name Trenell for who you want to vote for in this poll for the Western Congressional District U.S. House race. And then we'll do the Senate, we'll do the presidential race and more in the days ahead. But for right now, that's the next poll that is launching. I got a letter in the mail. Man, I got a really cool letter in the mail and a cool pin here, too. This thing's awesome. It's a pin of Donald J. Trump. And it's got, like, fake hair glued to the top of the Donald Trump pin. But wait till I tell you what they said in this letter from Red Lodge.
Securing America.
Dodge County, Wisconsin Sheriff Dale Schmidt says the cartels don't have a hold on Wisconsin law enforcement yet, but says it's coming if the border crisis isn't addressed.
If this continues, if we don't stop this. I'm fearful for my family. I'm fearful for the family of those that serve with me.
The sheriff speaking at a House Judiciary field hearing, giving the state of Wisconsin a perspective. He says his department doesn't have the resources to deal with rising crime numbers.
We talk about the sexual assaults that we hear about all the time. You hear about the human trafficking, whether it be sex trafficking or labor trafficking. These are very real issues. I don't have the resources.
Only a handful of Republicans and no Democrats attended the hearing that was oftentimes critical of the Biden administration's handling of the border. The White House has consistently called on Congress to pass immigration reform. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I got a great letter in the mail here. I think I got one. I think Mark and Paul down the hall got one as well. Those guys are great patriots. But, yeah, I got a letter. This is came from Daniel Horman and then Cynthia Marble down in Red Lodge. Let's see, the Carbon County Republican Women and the Carbon County Freedom Pack. You guys probably knew this. There is a Trump store. They call it the Trump headquarters down in Red Lodge, Montana. And, you know, Red Lodge is a big tourist destination, so people from all over the world visit Red Lodge. And, of course, people from all over the world have visited the Trump store in Red Lodge. Anyway, they sent me this pin. I just tweeted it out. Go to x.com/Aaron Flint. You can see it's a pin of President Donald J. Trump, and then it's got hair glued to the top of the pin. I think it's the same pin that Nancy in Roundup was wearing when I was at the coal rally in Roundup that was put on just a few weeks ago. It's a great pin. Travis got one as well, so thanks to the crew down there at Trump HQ in Red Lodge. But they say this: thank you very much for your support of the Red Lodge Trump store. Your advertisements have helped us sell merchandise to, what does they say here, an entourage of people from all 50 states and 25 countries. The world loves Trump. We have also worked to support local and state candidates. Please accept our gifts of the what does it say there? The hairy Trump pins, our most popular item. These pins went out to people from Australia to Finland. Anyway, that's great. Thanks so much for sending that one in the mail. 294-0970 if you want to jump in on the conversation. We've got the phone lines open for the next 2 hours. Or if you want to send us a little bit of mail as well, easiest way to do it is send us a message on the Montana Talks app right now. Let's jump into the phone lines. First up, Mike in Big Timber. Mike, what's going on?
Good morning, Aaron.
Morning.
You were mentioning something with George, and you mentioned a similar thing to what the DOD just announced. But was that an initiative? Because you had an I at the end of that.
Well, I'd have to ask the people who are really good at the bureaucratic stuff here. I'm assuming it's an instruction. Would that be an instruction?
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I've heard it referred to as a DOD directive, but the person that I messaged about this referred to it as a DODI, which I'm assuming means instruction, but could be wrong.
Okay. Well, if it's a directive, that would seem it would have more, more oomph.
Yeah. So,
rather than an instruction. It worries me a little bit, but what do you think? How does it read to you, this directive? Is it to suppress any kind of uprising that may occur after the presidential election? Because the Democrats are definitely wanting to stop Trump if he's elected. They'll do anything they can, and they'll bring out Antifa, BLM, or whoever it might be. Will the military be forced to go out against, to stop them from causing any damage?
Well, that's the big concern, right? The big concern is that the reason why Hillary Clinton and Kamala Harris and all the, MSNBC, they're trying to whip up all their radical Antifa types into a frenzy in the event that she loses the presidential election. They're trying to whip up their Antifa types into a frenzy. And that's the concern, is that then we'll start to see the rioting, the looting, and the burning in the streets like we saw all across America when they were pushing the BLM riots.
But does the DOD, Department of Defense, are they patriotic enough to stop it? Is it for, it's a bit ambiguous, if you ask me.
Yeah, so for people who aren't tracking this conversation, I mentioned it yesterday on the show, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And I think,
right,
and other, I've had people message me, hey, what's the deal with this DOD directive? authorizing lethal force against American citizens? That's the question people raise. RFK Jr. at a Trump rally threw that out at Kamala Harris and said, you guys keep saying that Donald Trump is going to use the military against the American people, but you're the ones who just, you know, issued this new DOD directive that authorizes lethal force against American citizens. It sounds like if you do a plain reading of this DOD directive, it would not authorize them to use lethal force against American citizens. But unfortunately, what have we seen out of this regime already? Look at they have violated every norm possible. They will just make Adam Schiff up. They don't care if whether the DOD directive gives them that authorization or not. I mean, they've been told by the Supreme Court they can't, you know, forgive student loans, but yet still they keep trying. Right. And I think that's why there is such a distrust for this regime in Washington, because they have already violated nearly every norm possible. So, of course, the American people assumed that they would violate this type of a norm as well.
Well, it makes me wonder why they even put this directive out. Do they know something? Is something brewing in the wind that we don't know about? And actually, who actually initiated this directive? Who from the Department of Defense did this? That's my question.
Yeah, so I'll share some of the information that I've put together, you know, by reaching out to people that I trust that know these types of issues. But again, I think the reason why the American people are on edge about this stuff is because they have seen what this administration has been doing, you know, to trample on our First Amendment rights, to spy on everyday American citizens, peaceful pro-life protesters, the raid against Donald Trump's own home. That's why people are saying, what is the deal here? Mike, thanks for the call. Quick break. I'll talk a little more. Since you brought it up, I'll talk a little bit more about that coming up right after this. And then we've got Kevin in Billings on the phone lines as well. Hey, I keep getting emails, I keep getting phone messages from people asking me, hey, Aaron, with less than 2 weeks to go before Election Day here in Montana, how can we be a guest on your show? Here's how you do it. We've got the phone lines open for you. Whether you're a candidate or whether you're a voter who just wants to jump in on the conversation, Montana Talks is the show where you get to talk. Don't wait to be a scheduled guest. Call in. We've got the phone lines open for you. Montana Talks, statewide, 9 to 10, right here.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
All right, so I'm trying to think of the simplest way to break down this story here, because there's no, even conservative news outlets, I haven't seen any conservative news outlets, kind of reputable conservative news outlets, cover this story yet. But a lot of people have been asking me, what's the deal with this Department of Defense directive? You know, does it authorize lethal force against American citizens? To me, this is a double A versus a triple A kind of thing, at least based off of the explanation that was given to me by somebody that I trust, somebody I reached out to, somebody who knows this sort of thing. So I reached out to somebody who is very knowledgeable when it comes to, you know, defense support of civil authorities, DISCA, as it's referred to. He tells me that this DOD instruction is related to support to law enforcement. So the analogy he gives is, okay, let's say you've got some Montana Army National Guard OH-58 helicopters in Kalispell, and they're requested to provide support to Customs and Border Protection. They're looking for drug flights crossing the border. But let's say, okay, they're providing support to Customs and Border Protection. Well, what if Customs and Border Protection ends up having to use deadly force? What if the drug mules, the drug flights start firing on Customs and Border Protection? And now you've got military assets in the air providing surveillance support. The military assets are not armed during these actions. Only the Customs and Border Protection folks are, right? But so the question is are they allowed to not only provide, you know, to advise and assist Customs and Border Protection, but are they also allowed to accompany them, even if it means that law enforcement, not the military, but if law enforcement is going to be using lethal force. So that is somebody I trust. That's their plain reading of what this directive says. Now, that being said, I also understand why so many folks are concerned, why we all should be raising questions. That's our job as Americans, is to question these things. And when you, especially when you have an administration in Washington, D.C. right now that is violating every norm imaginable, that is just making Adam Schiff up as they go, claiming that the law says they can do this when the law doesn't say they can do that. That's why people are understandably, you know, raising questions about this, if you ask me. I mean, you can always have the Kamala Harris, Joe Biden regime. Well, we've got a new interpretation of what this directive actually means. I mean, would that surprise anybody if this regime, if Kamala Harris or Joe Biden said, well, actually, no, we think it means something else. 406-294-0970, the number for you. Let's go next. We've got Kevin in Billings. Kevin, what's on your mind?
Well, it's great to be with you on the radio, Aaron. I read the story about foreign entities donating money to our election here in Montana. I guess hundreds of millions of dollars were donated to John Tesler's campaign, but I also found an article yesterday, I believe it was on Fox News, mentioning Mark Zuckerberg pouring $400 million into, I believe it was the election of 2020. And apparently, if I'm reading this article correctly, $1.7 billion was donated to the Senate race in 2020 between Steve Bullock and Steve Daines. And then there was another left-leaning group. Oh, yeah, it was a left-leaning group that was, I think it was technology, civic technology or something like that. They dumped $1 million into that campaign. I just mentioned Steve Bullock and Steve Daines. Do you know anything about this? And I guess there was some legislation, I'm not sure if it ever passed or not, against this kind of behavior.
Well, that was, I believe, that you're referring to the Zuck Bucks from the 2020 elections, where Mark Zuckerberg where he was injecting money into these election offices. And then, oh, surprisingly, some of the election offices, especially in some of those battleground precincts back east, they were using the money to do get-out-the-vote efforts only in Democrat-leaning areas or only on Democrat-leaning, you know, radio stations. But they would avoid, you know, conservative talk radio, or they would avoid country music stations because they didn't want to get you people out to vote. They just wanted to use Zuck Bucks to get other people out to vote. And then it was confirmed that some of those Zuck Bucks ended up coming into Montana as well. And so there was a ban put in place through the legislature to ban Zuck Bucks. What's interesting is it seems like Zuckerberg is pulling back from some of his support for the Democrat Party right now. I don't know if, you know, he was at UFC 300.
Because he got caught.
Yeah, because he got caught. Or maybe he wants to be one of the cool kids now. Maybe he wants to be one of the cool kids like Elon Musk. I don't know. But the bigger thing that you just touched on to me is this foreign influence in our elections in Montana.
Yeah.
The fact that non-citizens, so non-citizens are not allowed to donate to political campaigns. In theory, they should not be donating to John Tester's campaign. Now, we know that these non-citizens like George Soros and Hans-Jörg Wies fund a lot of money, the dark money groups that all prop up John Tester's campaign. They even fund some of these liberal so-called news outlets that are being used for news coverage during the campaign. But in theory, they're not supposed to donate directly to political campaigns. But they are allowed, for whatever reason, to donate to ballot initiative campaigns. And that is exactly who is funding these ballot initiatives, CI-126, CI-127, and CI-128. In fact, isn't it interesting, Kevin, that when you think about it from this way, when you've got non-citizens, foreigners, funding an abortion initiative in Montana, you basically have non-American citizens basically supporting an effort to end the lives of future American citizens. You know, when you really break it down, that's what's happening.
Yeah, and I understand even Planned Parenthood and all these are donating a lot of money. But you're right, this is a real concern about these foreign entities. I'm more concerned about that than Planned Parenthood. I'm surprised, or maybe this is just brand new to us Montanans. Do you think that Governor Greg John Forte in the next election, in the next legislative session next year will bring this up and maybe there'll be a bill to stop this in Montana?
I'll tell you what, that's what I would encourage any state legislators. We need to. I don't know why. I don't see why it's allowed to happen already, but yeah, we should not. We should have a ban on foreigners spending money to support ballot initiatives. I mean, think about it. If they're not allowed to donate to politicians, well, why wouldn't you want them donating to politicians? Because you don't want them telling an elected official how to vote or how not to vote, right? Like, and using that influence to do so. But if they can donate to an initiative that changes our Constitution, that screws with our elections, that changes it. Well, now, like, that has even more power and more influence than 25 politicians or 25 elected officials. Yeah, it's insane. So hopefully one of these lawmakers will put forth an effort to block just that. Hey, Kevin, by the way, I listened in on a couple of your podcasts. You told me about your Rocky.
Oh, you did?
I did, yeah. I enjoyed it. You've got a great show. You've got a great podcast. The Rocky Mountain Freedom Zone, right?
Yes, in fact, I just got a domain registered, and I should be, if you don't go there now, just search on the applications like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and you'll get it. But I'm hoping next month you'll be able to get it on my domain, RockyMountainFreedomZone.com.
Yeah, I listened to a couple episodes. One, you had a great conversation with State Senator Mike Cuff out of Eureka, talking about that whole primary election thing that happened in Butte. So that was interesting, hearing a deep dive that you did with Mike Cuff. And then the RFID ear tags on cattle, that was a fascinating conversation as well. And I like how you specifically mentioned what Harriet Hageman, the congresswoman from Wyoming, the woman who kicked Liz Cheney to the curb, what she is doing in particular to try to block mandatory RFID ear tags for livestock that cross state lines. Yeah, very great conversations. It was fun to listen to.
I'm glad you liked it. Maybe we can co-host a show together or something.
Let's do that after the election. We'll have to. That'd be fun to sit down with you for sure. It'd be an honor.
Yeah, well, thanks very much, John.
Hey, thank you. Thanks, Kevin. Thanks for calling in. Of course, we get to sit down with each other every day. Anytime you want to call into Montana Talks, we only have one limit. During the 9 o'clock hour when we're statewide on 20-plus signals, we limit callers to once a week there just because, man, there's a ton of people who want to be able to call in during that statewide 9 o'clock hour, and if we didn't have some sort of limit, we'd never get to newer folks. So that's why we try to at least have, you know, a limit in place in the 9 o'clock hour. But, hey, phone lines are open for you right now in the 8 o'clock hour, 406-294-0970. Let's see. We've got a few more days left. Okay, so after the election on November 5th, then we've got November 11th, which is Veterans Day. They want to pick a winner before Veterans Day. So you've got just, a couple of weeks to act. You can nominate a veteran today. Or if you're that veteran, you can nominate yourself. So Yellowstone Family Dental is offering up $50,000 worth of services. We're talking about full dental implants. So if you're a veteran or if you know a veteran who's got a lot of problematic teeth, a lot of missing, failing teeth, maybe it's causing a lot of pain, or maybe there's a veteran who's got dentures and you know the dentures just bug the you-know-what out of you and you'd rather have dental implants and get rid of those dentures. I'm telling you, you can nominate a veteran today for $50,000 worth of this free service for dental implants from Yellowstone Family Dental. Here's the easiest way to nominate that veteran. Go to MontanaDentalImplants.com, MontanaDentalImplants.com, and nominate a veteran today. Or if you're just interested in finding out about their services for you, same website applies.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man. Yeah, I should do this. So I checked in on X over the break there. I shared a photo of the Trump pin, you know, with the hair glued to the top of the Trump pin. I shared it on X, and now everybody's saying, where do I get that pin? Well, you got to go to the Trump headquarters in Red Lodge, Montana, to the Trump store that they opened up there. But I was thinking about it. One of my kids has a football game later today in Bozeman, and you know how you wear your kid's photo on a pin, you know, for the big football game or the wrestling match? I should wear the Trump hair pin to the football game later today. All righty, 406-294-0970. Bruce and Ennis sent us a message. He says, hey, don't forget, the annual Hunter's Feed is today in Ennis, noon to 5 p.m. Wow, thanks for the reminder, Bruce. Did you notice I'm a little sour about that one? Hi. Willie Blazer himself invited me to come out to Willie's Distillery to take part in that. But I got a football game today, so gotta go to the, well, so I can't miss the football game, but I'm also sad that I am missing the annual Hunter's Feed and all the fun events that are going to be taking place at Willie's Distillery. But, Bruce, you have fun for us if you can. Let's go next on the phone lines here. We got Jeff in Polson. Jeff, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Montana. Earlier this week, Ryan Bussey was on KGBO in Missoula, and I called in to talk to him to confront him about his allegation that Greg Gianforte is the one responsible for the increase in property taxes against all the residents of Montana. And he maintains that I don't know how he does this, but that all the property tax collected goes to the state and then stays there, and somehow it gets, there's a surplus that the state retains that otherwise could go back to the citizens. And I looked at my tax bill. There is nothing on there outside of education, which is basically a pass-through. All the education funding, which is about 56% up here in Lake County, goes right back to the school systems. Every other bit is tagged against a line item either in the city or the county. So I just want people out there to know that Ryan Bussey and his allegations that Greg Gianforte somehow is keeping your property tax dollars to use is a complete fabrication. When I challenged him, all he could do is repeat his talking points. He couldn't tell me where on my tax bill there was a state government line item. Isn't one.
Yeah, Ryan Bussey is a fraud. I mean, he is a fraud, and the people that work in the gun industry will tell you that much. This guy is a fraud. He's pretending to be moderate. You know the thing about the whole property tax issue? It was funny. I ended up chatting with a reporter from another state. I dropped in at the press box in Missoula, and it was while this National Press Foundation was hosting some, you know, equity in journalism seminar or something. And so this reporter gal from another state was saying, well, tell me about the property tax issue. Yeah, because they were telling us about it here in Missoula. And I was like, property taxes have been a problem for at least 20, 30 years. And I was like, man, there were people getting property taxed out of their homes in the Flathead Valley and in the Whitefish area going back to the 90s. And she was so surprised. She was like, oh, well, they made it sound like this was something new that just happened. I'm like, no, property taxes have been a pain in our you-know-what for decades in Montana. But see, the Democrats, the ones that always raise your taxes, they want you to think, oh, well, this just happened overnight. It's not the system that's to blame. It's the governor that's to blame. Oh, yeah, well, then, Ryan Bussey, why don't you tell us then, how come your property taxes in the Flathead Valley, why did property taxes on your million-dollar home in Kalispell only go up 2.7% since 2017? But yet, Governor Greg Gianforte's Bozeman home went up 36%. Well, maybe that's because in Kalispell you have Republican county commissioners that did their best to keep your taxes lower. And in Bozeman, you've got Democrat county commissioners and city commissioners that constantly raise your taxes. Ding, 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 right?
Exactly. You know, I told him that the problem starts with a budget. You know, in our household, I'm going to just make up a number, $100,000. If I need $100,000 to run a household, I need to go out and find that money someplace. That might be finding a job that pays me $50 an hour and I only have to work the normal 2,000 hours a year. But if I can only find one that pays me $40 an hour, then either I have to get a second job or my wife has to get a second job or something has to happen. And that's how budgets are set in the cities, in the counties. They come up with a number and then they assess the millage, the mill levies. And he denied that. He denied that. Absolutely, at the state level, it's a tax rate. It's a tax rate. It's a tax rate. I said, that's only part of it. And it doesn't matter what the tax rate is, because the counties and the cities that want to raise your taxes are going to raise your taxes to the level they need, regardless of what the tax rate is set by the legislature. So, I mean, there's some limits in there, but somehow they never seem to get met. And I just hate the disingenuity of all that. It's just ridiculous.
All right. Well, Jeff, great to hear from you. Yeah, I appreciate it. And, you know, I'm still thankful that thankfully, because we had Republicans in the legislature and a Republican governor, we got a property tax rebate. And at least for me, my property tax rebate covered whatever the property tax increase was. But remember, the reason why property taxes have been a problem for decades is because of the property tax system. It's the system that needs to be overhauled. But at least with Republicans, we got a property tax rebate. The Democrats just constantly want to raise our taxes. The Democrats voted against the property tax rebate. The Democrats, almost every single one of them, voted against it, by the way. They voted against income tax rebates that we also received thanks to this governor and the Republican supermajority, who also lowered our permanent tax rates that, again, the Democrats voted against. All right, Montana Senator Steve Daines, he's pretty busy right now because he is the chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee. It is his job to win back Republican control of the United States Senate. How is that looking? I saw he was on Fox Business with Maria Bartiromo providing the latest update. Here you go.
Yeah, well, I remember when I first was elected to this leadership position nearly 2 years ago, I met with President Trump, and I told him the most important thing we can give you is a Republican majority in the United States Senate, because we, of course, are in charge of all the personnel issues, all of his cabinet appointments, Supreme Court. These go right through the U.S. Senate. Look, we like where we're at right now on the map. We're going to win West Virginia. That's one. That takes us to 50-50. We need to win two seats overall to get the outright majority. As you mentioned, Montana, Tim Sheehy continues to run very strong. We've not seen a poll with him behind since early August. He consistently is running 5 to 8 points ahead in Montana. He's going to finish strong. We like where we're at right now in Montana. You mentioned Ohio. This is a state that President Trump will win by about 10 points. Bernie Moreno, in the latest polls in this past week, we are now showing leads with Bernie Moreno between 1 and 3 points. He likely wins by probably 4 or 5 points based on what J.D. Vance did back in 22, and again with Trump winning by about 10. And then you mentioned that, you know, the blue wall, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania. Our latest polls in those states show every one of those races as tied. We're tied in Michigan.
Wow.
We're tied in Wisconsin. We've actually seen, you know, Hubby up one. We've seen Rogers actually up one in a different poll. And Dave McCormick is surging. We've seen two polls now with Dave McCormick up about 1, even 2 points in Pennsylvania. So these are all toss-ups. You'll click political, a prognosticator that's respected by both sides. Show all three of these states right now as toss-ups for the U.S. Senate. And then watch the Sun Belt, Nevada and Arizona. Both of those states, you've got Kerry Lake in Arizona. You've got Sam Brown in Nevada. In both of those states, the polling numbers now are within the margin and moving in our direction. In Nevada, the latest early voting numbers that we're watching very carefully are showing unprecedented early voting by Republicans.
All right. Wow. Fascinating update there from Senator Steve Daines on with Maria Bartiromo. She asked him particularly, you know, Chuck Schumer, seeing his Senate majority slipping away. So why is Chuck Schumer, what is he thinking? What is he doing? Why is he now trying to focus on Texas? That was kind of an interesting back and forth as well. Let's see. You know what? Let me see here. Let's play a quick one because I got a couple callers on the line. We'll get to you after the break, but the break is coming up.
Cruz. Well, look, Texas is suing the Biden-Harris administration for not confirming the citizenship status of more than 450,000 potential ineligible voters. Ken Paxton is suing the administration. He says the voters in question did not use a Texas-issued driver's license or ID card to register to vote.
Yeah, so basically what the Democrats are doing, what the Biden administration is doing, is they are suing states that are trying to prevent non-citizens from voting in our elections. That's what the Democrats are up to right now.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You think maybe they ought to ratchet down the rhetoric? The reason they can't is because they cannot run that the borders are safer, that the economy is better because everybody knows differently. Everything they buy in every store they go to costs more. Everybody's sick and tired of paying high gas and energy prices. $1.50 more a gallon than you were paying. That adds up after 4 years, and it was even higher at different points. And then, of course, you know, depleting our strategic oil reserves in the process, which was pretty dumb, too. This is what they are left with. They can't say our towns are more safe and more secure because the crime rate has been skyrocketing, even as they tried to hide and alter the numbers. They can't say anything is better off. So that's what they left.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Hey, remember the old way of shopping for custom window treatments? You know, waiting around all day to get an overpriced quote from a pushy commission salesperson? Well, those days are over thanks to Blinds.com because they invented a better way. Now, with completely virtual consultations and free samples sent right to your door, you never have to deal with a salesperson in your home ever, ever again. You can always count on Blinds.com to deliver top quality window treatments. Now, from their premium woven wood to motorized shades, which I love, and so much more, you can get unlimited custom window treatments installed, whether it's one or 100, for one low cost. And at Blinds.com, there are never any hidden fees. The price you see on the website is the price that you pay. Ordering online may be scary to some of you, but not with Blinds.com because they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com right now. Get up to 45% off on select styles. Save up to 45% on select styles when you go to Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
935-59624.
There is way too much to talk about. Let me give you some quick headlines at MontanaTalks.com. A Democrat operative busted tampering with ballot drop box in Montana. You can find that story at MontanaTalks.com. Plus, how foreign money is influencing elections in Montana right now, especially when it comes to ballot initiatives. And the Wall Street Journal, why Democrats are trying to destroy a Montana.
Years and pretty talented.
Call Darnielle Insurance, 652-4180, your independent insurance agent.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement, and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Let's see. We had a couple of callers on the phone lines, but it looks like they weren't able to stick around. So if you want to call in, if you call in right now, I should be able to sneak you on before we run out of time this hour of the show. But hey, if not, don't worry. We got a whole nother hour ready to roll for you. Of course, it's a big hour. We'll be broadcasting live from Plentywood all the way over to Missoula. Number remains the same, 406-294-0970. Let's see. Yeah, since we got a little bit more time here, What is Chuck Schumer thinking here? Let's see. What brought this angle up here? Let's see. She asked about Kari Lake. Steve Daines says we're doing everything we can to shift in her direction as well. As you can tell, they've got a lot of competitive Senate seats that they're focusing on right now. Okay, let's see. Let's start with this question here from Maria Bartiromo and then see what Steve Daines had to say about Chuck Schumer in particular.
Like this one, I wanted to ask, Democrats pumping money into that race. A Chuck Schumer super PAC spent millions on new ads in an attempt to boost all red and send Ted Cruz packing, Senator. How do you view that one?
Well, first of all, Chuck Schumer sees his Senate majority slipping away as we see our leads in places like West Virginia, Montana, Ohio. So he has to create a narrative of how he can keep majority. And one of those is to state he can beat Ted Cruz in Texas. Look, Ted's running a great race in Texas. We're keeping a close eye on that race, but we see Ted Cruz with a lead at this moment. He's tracking closely with President Trump's numbers. Ted is going to win Texas. We just have to continue to support him with the resources he needs. He's running a great race. The folks in Texas are going to reelect Ted Cruz.
There we go. That's very interesting. So why is Chuck Schumer wasting money in Texas right now? It's because Chuck Schumer is desperate for a narrative, because Chuck Schumer wasted a bunch of money in Montana that apparently didn't work for him. And so he's trying to make Texas look more competitive, to make it look like they're actually winning when it seems like they are losing elsewhere across the country. Very interesting insight. All right, let's go to Tom in Bozeman here. Tom, what's going on?
Hey, Aaron, how you doing? Aaron, we've got a fundraiser for Supreme Court Justice candidate Dan Wilson and here in Bozeman. So I'm just going to urge everyone who would like to see a few conservatives on the Supreme Court to come to the Ponderosa off 7th at 5 o'clock on Tuesday evening for a fundraiser for Dan Wilson, a really level-headed, constitutional, intelligent Supreme Court justice. Just the opposite of Bittigieri, who really does not know what she's doing. And what she does know is that she is an extreme liberal, and it's going to just march lockstep with the other liberals on the court. We've got to balance things out a little bit. People in San Francisco, the Planned Parenthood, the Trial Lawyers Association, are just pumping money into these campaigns
out of state. Her and Lynch are getting most of their money from out of state too, right?
Exactly. Just like Tester always has, disgusting. So if you're a constitutional person who would like to see some changes on the Supreme Court, please show up at the Ponderosa 5 o'clock Tuesday evening and write a check for Dan Wilson.
All right. Or, of course, just go to their campaign websites right now if you want to contribute as well. But it's great to get a chance to meet these candidates in person. I know Corey Swanson is going to be with us in studio at some point next week, hoping Dan Wilson will be with us in studio as well. Those are just two critical elections. The Sons of Montana for the Montana Supreme Court. Judge Dan Wilson, as Tom just mentioned, and then Corey Swanson is the other one who will try to bring fairness and justice back to this current liberal mob on the Montana Supreme Court.